Can you believe it? Can you guys truly, truly believe that we're a month into the NFL season already? We're a month, a full month, almost a full calendar month. This is week four, week five if you're a college fan. But maybe we'll talk about both. But you know what? We're coming off a really good live show. And you know what? In that live show, there was a person in the comments. That person was very active. And then people were saying, you got to get him back on. What do? I slid in the DM. So, folks, I'm going to apologize. Patriots POV, that's going to be next Tuesday. But tonight, making his return, and the first time in God knows when, I'm going to hype him up and just have him do his intro on his own. How about that? How about that?
What's up, YouTube world? It's your boy, Nightmare 10, once again, back on screen. Don't you love it? Griff, man, it has been too long. Work is killing me. Every time Griff would... All right, first of all, I'm going to say this. I'm gonna give some props to Griff. He's reached out. Just every time he reaches out, it's been terrible timing. Not his fault. So he's trying to get me on the show, but it worked out. So thank you for having me. Thank you for the long wait. It just makes this that much more special. So
we pump a lot of effort, pump a lot of resources into it. Look at me now. Like we usually, like Phil was on here in like the OG like Skype recording days when we wouldn't even do this. Now every podcast video, the graphics, Pico got it updated, got to make it looking nice. The microphone with the football, everything. He did Patriots color specifically for me. So that's that. But so far, folks, you know what? NFL season, it's a grind. It's a grind. But you know what? We're here to talk about it. This is episode number 185. We're on the road to 200. Phil was a part of episode 100. He had one of the hot takes of, I always say it, the OG hot take. But we're going to, I don't even want to, I'm not even going, that's how excited I am, folks. I am tripping over my words right now. I'm tripping over my words. We're going to get into the games. It is Thursday Night Football. We have Bengals, we have Dolphins, we have Bengals in their all-white uniforms. We have Miami at a +3.5 spread, and we have an over-under at 47.5. These odds were made last night when I cranked these graphics out. How are we feeling about this Thursday night game?
Man, first of all, great matchup for once on Thursday Night Football. I mean, Cincy, of course, has had their issues this season, but...
Chiefs Chargers was a good one.
Oh, yeah, we did have Chiefs Chargers. I forgot about that. That was a good one, too. I'm sorry. Normally, the norm, so I guess I should say we're on a good trend of getting decent game, even though last week's was eh. But
do you want to know what next week's is?
What's next week's Thursday's game?
I feel like Colts I know. The Broncos.
Colts Broncos?
And then Commanders Reds, and then Commanders Bears.
Okay, Commanders Bears are the worst. Next Colts Broncos might not be bad. Oh, well, Broncos offense is terrible. Well, we'll get to that. But so let's just ride the high while we have it. Broncos Colts could be good if Russell Wilson decides to be an accurate passer, but that was not his decision last week, apparently.
And then Saints-Cardinals 3 weeks from now. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah. One thing I do want to preference first. Because of all the work that I've done, I have watched less football probably than I normally have. Well, no, definitely than I normally have. But you know me. I'm reading stuff. I'm keeping up with stats. I'm a fantasy guy. So I'm constantly – by the way, just made a trade tonight. It was final tonight for Tua. So I literally made a move to get Tua. Shout out to my boy Trademark. Has he been on the show? I can't remember if he has or not.
Don't think so, no.
Okay, we have to get Jared on the show. He's also a fellow Giants fan, but shout out to him. I'll give the trade link.
Wait. Trademark is Jared?
You didn't know that?
No, Jared was literally on here a week ago.
Oh, you didn't know his name was Trademark?
No, Jared's been on the show numerous times. As soon as he's a Giants fan, I was like, yeah, he was on here last Monday. Like, I was happy the Pats beat the Steelers. He was happy that his Giants were 2-0. I got him in my DMs. Bitching about Daniel Jones and saying that it's over. And basically, he's like the one purely Giants fan who realizes Jones ain't it. So,
yeah, I'm sorry for the listeners and Griff. I'm OG YWC. So, Trademark is he's never Jared. He's always going to be Trademark. So, but anyways, yeah, so I made a trade with him. That's long story short. But I just want to preference there might be some takes that I have that are horrible, but they are rooted in knowledge of knowing football and just following along and trying. And I've watched every game that I've possibly been able to watch. It's just Sunday.
You can't watch all 272 regular season games.
I'll be on it. Like, I'm not going to see this. I'm literally on my phone scrolling every play, seeing the Patriots every play, seeing the rate. Like last week with the Ravens, like I was back and forth. Like, I can't watch it, but I'm following along on my app. So it's like, I'm there. I know exactly what's going on as far as that. There are, and then of course after the games, I follow along and try to find clips and things like that. So, I'm there. I've got the information. I just wanted to throw that out there in case someone's like, "Well, you missed this." I was like, "Okay, well, listen, calm your nerve." Okay.
Yeah, pump the brakes.
Game. Sorry, I'm rambling. I'm so excited. Like you said, there's so much stuff that I can say about that I haven't been able to talk about. So,
yeah, but with this game right here, though, this is one of those games where it's just like, you know what? It's going to be a good Thursday night game. I'm going to come out and say it right now. That's my dog. You might hear him in the background barking.
Hey, go Patriots. I agree.
But yeah, go Patriots. That's what the puppy's doing. But here's the thing with this game, though. I think everyone's – I look at Miami and I'm like, you know what? Short week, travel. They're the dog. They had a big win on Sunday. You know, it's – Big Rat said this best on Monday night. This is a schedule loss for the Dolphins. You know those games where you're not supposed to win, but you find a way to win. It's kind of like 2 years ago with the Patriots. Remember there was that Sunday night game with the Ravens, and it was like pouring rain. It was a monsoon, not as bad as – and we Freddie –
Yeah.
And we just want to send our quick thoughts to anyone in Florida that's been affected by Hurricane Ian, Fort Myers.
The hurricane's here now, by the way. Thanks, Florida. But yes,
I'm literally going to be in where the hurricane was yesterday. I'm literally going to be there in 8 months, but that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to get that out of the way too. But it's just one of those things, like how, like you remember that game, right?
Yeah, you're talking about not last year, the year before, right?
It was 2 years ago. It was Cam Newton beat the Ravens. Yeah. That's why I was a little more cocky, because I'm like, Cam Newton beat this team 2 years ago. Why can't Mac? And then we'll talk about the Patriots in a bit. But yeah, that's the thing. So that's with that game there.
Comments on that game for sure.
So I kind of look at it the same way, where this is a game Miami's supposed to lose, but everyone's on Miami so much that I've learned through the more and more gambling I do, you fade the public. You fade what the public is going for, because every time they do it, it doesn't hit. So that's why I'm going Bengals. But also too, I don't know if you saw it. I gotta pull it up, because the suit that this is gonna sound really weird, but Joe Burrow looked like, you know, what we saw in the playoffs. This is courtesy of Bleacher Report Betting. That's not it. Folks, fuck, Phil, you got me all over the place.
No, of course, it's fine. Well, while you're looking for that, I'll just say, I mean, going into the season, like this is a matchup, like I agree. Like,
the glare may be horrible, but are you telling me that guy, like that's losing tonight? I don't think so.
Like, what is that? Is that Flowers? I can't even tell.
It's Flowers. It's Flowers. He's got like fresh white kicks on too. I'm just looking. I look at that and I'm like, that's a man that wants to win a football game.
Himself, so that's the issue still for the Bengals. Who they have that came from us? I'm having a blank. Karras? Is that who it is?
Yeah, Ted Karras. Yeah. Okay. And they also have Devin Asiasi right now too, but I think he's on the practice squad.
Well, right, but I meant for the line. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I think, like I was going to say, before this, like going into the season, when you're looking at schedule, yeah, this is like one you schedule off because they're defending AFC champions. But you know more than anybody else, like it's week by week. And not only that, it's like I always say, it's sample size, like 3 to 4 games. I tell this to a friend at work. Every time we talk football, I'm like, bro, 3 to 4 games. You judge every 3 to 4 games like as like a group, because teams just change so much. Some teams don't. But, like, you know, good teams are going to mold to a better team, and better teams are going to get even better, things like that. But, like, so now looking at it now, it's like we still wonder about the Bengals because, yeah, they won last week. But it's still – there's still question marks now. So
there's also pressure to repeat what you did last year.
Yeah, and Miami looks great. But it's – yeah, they didn't win the Super Bowl, but it just shows – it goes to show, like, there's so much pressure. Like, you're still – look in the AFC side, you're considered, like, a Super Bowl – like, you made it to the Super Bowl. You're the AFC champions. You're the defending champions of that league. So it's like you're still going to get the best that you're getting from everybody. And also, to quote Bill, it's still extended preseason. I know that's like people probably hate that word, but it's true, especially now that the preseason isn't the same anymore. Like, I think – I don't know all the teams, but like the Rams, the reason why they're struggling, they didn't play a single starter. That's correct, right? They didn't play a single starter in the preseason.
I think Stafford's more hurt than I think they're letting us believe. I think he's a little more banged up than they want us to know about.
I'm just using them as an example, but yeah. So I mean, I think as I ramble, but I do think that the Bengals are, you know, still trying to figure themselves out, but they're also getting the best from everybody, and I just think Miami. It's a short week. So this is a trap game, it's a very quick trap game. Even though it's like if you lose to Cincinnati, like in the long scheme of things, it's not going to hurt Miami. I mean, maybe seeding wise, but you know, it's still a game that if Miami can go and win, like they look strong. Like now, I was thinking on the ride home because I was thinking of things that I knew would come up, and it's like you can make the argument Miami's the best team in the league right now. Like, will they be at the end of the season? Like, there's just, it's too early. But, I mean, I think that's still the – like, I think Bills are still, like, everyone's pick. Like, I don't think that's changed, even though they lost last week. But I think Miami right now, if you have to look, I mean, they have the head-to-head, and it's, we only have 3 weeks to work on. I know as a Patriots fan, it pains me to say that, but it's true. Miami's the best team. You can make the case. I think it's the Eagles, but I think Miami's right there. So you got to win these games. Like, it's Thursday night game. And no matter how they even though I am starting Tua tonight, I want him to score like 40 points. But if you win 10-7, you take it. You don't think about it and you move on, you know. But I don't think that's the way the game's going to go tonight. I'm hoping for a shootout. I don't know if it will be a shootout. I think it's going to be a decently scoring game. I would probably say in the 20s for each team.
Give me 24.
I think Miami wins, though. I just can't pick Cincy right now. Prove me wrong, Cincy. Burrow, go out there and ball.
I'm going to go Cincy win, Miami cover. I'm going to go 24-20. It's
3.5.
I'm going to go 24-21. So it would be a Cincinnati win, but Miami covers the spread.
Yeah, Miami 100% covers. I got Miami winning outright, but I do think Miami at least covers.
I'm in a spread pool right now on CBS, and their lines are set at the beginning of the week, and I believe it's at 2.5. So I'm taking the Bengals at 2.5 just because I feel like the game's not going to be that close. I feel like this is going to be like a field goal game. This is going to be a game, though, where I just worry about Miami because not only is Tua banged up, but their secondary is banged up, and they like the blitz a lot, and Burrow does good against the blitz. So we'll see how that factors into it. So for the gambling purposes out there, I'm going to say Cincinnati money line, Miami on the spread. I'm going to say under 47.5, even though I've been bad at unders, except for Chicago, San Francisco earlier this year.
That's points, right? 47, right? The over 47. You're going with the over on 47.
Under. I'm going under. I'm saying 24-21, which is 45.
Yeah, I'd go under, and that's. I've said this before. I'm good, bad with scores, but that's close to what I would say. I still think even the Dolphins win, it's a field goal game. So. In the 20s, so that gives you, like, yeah, I think it's under as well. Over with this, I'd be like, wow.
it would, but unders have been hitting a lot of prime time.
Watch as an entertaining side point, I'd be all for it. But
why do you think I like Big 12 football so much?
I love all kinds of, like, the defensive battles, even though Denver looked terrible the other night. But, like, I'm down for defensive battles.
I have a game that's going to be a defensive battle on Sunday. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Like, if the offense is struggling because the defense is just that good, there's a difference. You can tell. Denver, like, Russell Wilson, well, we'll get to that.
That was just – both teams were bad offensively.
Yeah, they were just terrible. So was Jimmy Garoppolo, and that's my boy, but no.
This might be a really personal question, but do you work on Sunday?
This Sunday? No, I'm actually off this time.
And here's the thing about this game. You can wake up early.
Yeah, because there's a – this game. No. Yes. I saw that, too, and I'm like, yes, I can at least get an extra game in.
Yeah, 9:30 in the morning. Fun fact about this game, my parents are overseas right now in England, and they're going to be attending this game.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
As you know, my dad, I think you know this, my dad, huge Saints fan. So
yeah.
My mom went before because I think there were some other people, and they found a bar filled with Saints fans. Like, my dad was like, he's in the airport, like, shit talking with Vikings fans. It's like, it's gonna be fun. That's the thing with the London games, is that they're fun, but I feel like it's a good experience for the fans because they get to go and make a vacation out of this. You get to see Europe, and for us, we get football at 9:30 in the morning. So think about that. You can wake up at 9:30, watch football from 9:30 till 11. That's 14 hours of football.
Here's a good this is kind of going into the analysis of the game, but, like, have either one made – I think the Saints have been in London, right? Or they have neither one?
2008, I believe, is when they last were there. The Vikings, I don't know. But the one question I have for you about this game is, do we consider this a primetime game for Kirk Cousins because it's going to be nationally televised? Do we consider that?
He wins by default that it's not. Like, I think by default, like, just a small – by default, it's not technically a primetime game. But it's, like, the next closest thing.
Yeah.
So, do we get – yeah, that's a good – very good point. Man, dude. That's – Kirk Cousins, like, come on. Like, two different guys. Like, literally two different men.
I'm going to – I want to go Saints, but I just feel like if Jameis isn't playing, I don't know. Pardon me?
Sorry, I was in. Go ahead and finish what you were saying.
I was just going to say, I want to pick the Saints, but I don't. If Jameis isn't 100% or he isn't playing, it's going to be tough. This is a game where I think you know what points are going to be scored. I think this is a game where you take the over. The London game, it's going to be just going out there. You're putting on a show. You know what? I like Saints +3. I think they rebound after a shit. Like I was saying, I know the health part, but the more I think about it, they had a shitty game against Carolina last week. I think they get the rebound. And even Minnesota, too, they had their first great game, but then the last two games they were super suspect in, even though they're 2-1. I got to go the Saints here. I think the Saints rebound back and come back to the States 2-2.
And Minnesota's favored, right? Am I reading that right?
Yeah. So, yeah, long story short for betting terminology, because is it? I don't know if it's legal in South Carolina yet.
Not game betting. Like, you can, you can do daily fantasy, but that's it.
Yeah. So, basically, minus favorite plus thing. So, think about it. So, minus three means that.
Now, but yeah.
No, it's all good. I'm here to educate people. And basically, the few rules I have with betting are – to educate, even though a lot of people watch my videos and they're like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but you look funny in them. Basically, have fun with it, and also, too, to preach responsible gambling. And I know everyone, it's like, oh, you're almost you out here betting. I've literally gotten offers of, like, if you need help, I will help you out. And I'm like, no, I bet what I can afford, and I bet what I'm okay to lose. I will, so I'm not, like, throwing my money away shamelessly. No, I'm betting when that's the golden rule. Bet what you can afford to lose. It's like anything in life. You know what? Spend what you're comfortable spending.
Yeah, and I think you would, like I said, I don't really bet on games, but I think the key that you would agree with is the fact that I don't just bet because there's a game on. Like, right? Like find you a good, like, especially with NFL, you have a selection of games on Sunday. Like, find you a game to bet on and ride with that or whatever. I've seen parlays look kind of fun, but. But yeah, don't just bet because there's a game, like all the primetime games. Like, don't just throw a bet out there just because there's a game on.
I didn't bet Sunday night's primetime game because I had a shitty day Sunday. I went 0-3, but you better believe I got something cooked up for tonight. I have three props that I took. I took Jamar Chase to get a touchdown. I took T. Higgins 50-plus yards, and I took Raheem. This is a very silly one, but it's out there. Raheem Mostert 4-plus receiving yards. He's a running back, but I expect they use him in the pass game a little bit just because they're going to be so concentrated on Hill and Waddle that
I only need four receiving yards. That's it.
Four receiving yards. That's all.
That sounds like a good one.
I took it for +300. So let's see if it hits. But yeah, back to this game though. Like I said. Close game. I expect a shootout here. I think 34-28 is a score that came to mind, which happens to coincide with Super Bowl 51. I just threw it out there right now. So I think 34-28 Saints win. I think, like I said, Saints get back on the right foot.
Yeah. Man, this is so obviously the Jameis thing, right? Like, I haven't heard the latest. Like, have they started traveling yet?
They went to. So I did talk to my dad about this, and I saw some stuff online. Yeah. They either went straight from Charlotte to London, or they went back home for a day. But they've been over there for a few days already. The Saints, and they're already practicing there.
Okay, so I didn't know if Jameis, because usually that's a big tell. Like, if they don't travel with the team, like, I know Josh Jacobs traveled later, but London's a little different. So I think as long as Jameis plays, I think this game is going to be like you said, like a shootout. I'm going to go with Minnesota. Not that I'm confidently going with Minnesota, but. I think also you got to look at they won last week, right? They beat the Lions, right?
They did, but the Lions covered.
Yeah, and the Lions covered. So I think it was a game that they won, but they didn't win. If that makes they won in the column, but they didn't look good. Like, they should have confidently beat the Lions, even though it was a bounce back game because they, the Eagles just straight thrashed them. Thrash is a little extreme, but still. So yeah, I think the Vikings need to bounce back as well. Obviously the Saints lost to the Panthers, but, this kind of division game is a little bit different where Minnesota beat the Lions, but which is also a division game, but I don't know. I'm that didn't really make sense, but I'll own that. But, I think Minnesota wins. Now they're, I've done forgot already. Who's favored? Minnesota is, right?
Yes, sir.
I think they cover. I think they cover. Yeah, I think Minnesota wins and they cover. I'm not great at the whole covering thing. But
I don't expect you to. I just put it on here because it's such a prevalent thing in the NFL. Literally every.
It's another aspect of the game. I like this. Thinking about, do I think they're going to win that close, or do I think it's going to be more?
Yeah, it's that, and then also too, the NFL realized, hey, we can make a shitload of money off of people, so we're going to do this, and we're going to advertise, we're going to pump the sponsorships in.
But let's suspend Ridley for betting.
Exactly.
That's a whole other conversation.
I have nothing to say about this game, but just hold your breath. And I want to pick the Chargers to bounce back, but there's just something. I don't know what it is. I just think, Chargers, everyone thinks Texans are that frisky team. Texans are this and that, but I want to go Chargers, even though Herbert's not 100%. They did have a couple big losses this week, though, in Rashawn Slater, who's out for the season with a torn bicep, and then Joey Bosa with a groin. He's on the injured reserves, and he's out like 4 to 6 weeks. I have nothing really to say about this game, but hold your breath. It's a game. It's there. I'm picking the Chargers, and I'm going to take over 44 points just because I think it's that like weird friskiness where it's a firm number.
Yeah, I definitely like the Chargers. The one thing I was going to ask you, because I'm sure you saw, I didn't see that many clips from that game. So how did Herbert look? The one I saw, he looked terrible. Like he looked like he was like it just didn't look good. But
you know when you can tell someone's not 100%? It looked like that. You can tell someone's not 100%. Yeah.
When he came back in the game, was against the Chiefs. I was like, bro, like maybe I don't know. Like hold him out. Like this is your franchise. Like I don't understand that. That's how Zach Wilson isn't even in the game, or it's just now starting this week because they put him like that was a whole other thing because Zach Wilson shouldn't have been running in a preseason game, but whatever. That's why no one plays half the
game. Neither here nor there, not our quarterback. So
yeah, but anyways, that's
all right, Danny.
I was just kind of using. Yeah, Danny's gonna be like, oh. But no, what I'm saying is like with her, like Savior, like they. Do people not see, like, do these other coaches not see the examples that are, like, other idiot coaches are doing? Like, Baker Mayfield got put back out there when he was clearly not healthy, in my opinion. You can make an argument against it, but I don't think he was ready.
Torn labrum.
There's one thing fighting through pain. There's another thing fighting through an injury. Those are two different things, right? Fighting through pain, yeah, you want your quarterback to fight through adversity. You don't want your quarterback fighting through an injury that clearly needs to get better.
Which we'll get into with someone in a very little bit. Yeah.
If you miss one game, it's not going to hurt, kill your, like, you don't want to lose your franchise off of one game that's not going to break. It could make or break you technically in the end, but it's not going to at the same sense. But yeah, I got the Chargers winning probably over. I don't think the Chargers are, I mean, Houston's probably going to get garbage time points too. So yeah, I got them winning.
I'm going to say this right now. One of these teams is going to be 3-1, and it makes me go, what the fuck? Like, these are two teams I did not have doing good this year. I've made it very clear on my stances on Daniel Jones. But the Giants are wearing these, like, nice 80s, like, blue retros, and the field's going to be all retro. And for that reason, and that reason only, and also, too, because I think they're going to have a bounce back against a Bears team that got a win last week, I'm going to say Giants go 3-1. I'm going to say it. I think the Giants win. This is another game where you kind of hold your breath. You just hold your breath, and it happens. It's a football game. I'm not going to watch it.
So one thing I will say, like, so most of the time I would look at this game and say the same thing, but at least I know a little bit about the Giants because I was able to watch that game. So they were actually in primetime. They played Dallas last week. So I will say this, like, going in, like, just looking at the, like, you got to look at who they play, right? Like, and I'm not knocking Giants fan, like, be excited, right? Like, if you're a Giants fan, be excited that you were 2-0. Like, I'm not knocking that, right? But you got to understand who you beat. One, Tennessee was a shell. Like, yeah, they bounced back, but, like, Tennessee,
they're mid. Horrible, you can say, right? They're not a good football team anymore. Yeah, they're
very mid right now, for sure. And then their other win is against
Carolina.
Oh, yeah, against Carolina, who was, I mean, week one, they're trying to figure themselves out. So
did you not hear the stats that I was bleeping out about the Panthers the other day?
They look, the Panthers don't have an offense. Like, the offensive line, it was the issue last year. You can change the quarterback. They could put Tom Brady in there. He's probably getting hurt. Like, I saw the offensive line in person last year, and they lost someone in that game. It was awful. For, like, Sam Darnold, even if he was good, wasn't going to win that game. So that's the thing. They're still not, like, I think they did draft a guy. I don't know how well he's playing. Maybe he's not playing.
I haven't heard too much about Eki Ekwonu. That's the other thing, too. The Giants' offensive line, for all its quarrels, they do have Andrew Thomas, who has shown a lot of good promise to tackle this year. I will say that. He's very highly graded. I was a little squeamish on him coming out of the draft for going for. I thought he was going to go a little bit higher, but he has been looking good for the Giants. And also, here's the other thing, too. When it comes to run games, one running back is playing really well, exceptionally well this year. He's having a great season, Saquon Barkley. Yeah, Christian McCaffrey cannot stay healthy, and that's why I avoid him for fantasy now. He's on my do not draft list.
Is anyone shocked by this? Like, I saw he was hurt. I'm like, that's exactly why I wouldn't have touched him. Like, a value pick. Like, I think I was making a lot of conversation with people like
value. He was going like number two in every single draft I was in.
Yeah, I'm saying like he wasn't gonna get there, but I'm saying like if as a value pick, maybe you take him if he's like late second round or something. Like it's might be worth that risk. But going top five, heck no. Like one, half the running backs taken in the actually most of them in the first round aren't delivering right now. So not to like their first round potential. So anyway, but yeah, Barkley's balling out. I don't know if it was last season or whatever. I wish this I'd stayed on the train this year because I think I got on the train last year and wasn't able to get to draft him this year. But I was like, man, I knew I had a feeling contract year two, so I knew he was gonna.
So are we going Giants? Are you going Giants here too?
Yeah,
are you
I got a yeah. So I got off. Thank you for getting me back on track.
Yeah, fun job.
Say, watching the game last week. The problem with the Giants isn't Daniel Jones. I'm not saying I'm a big Daniel Jones guy, but the dude was running for his life. Nobody can catch the damn ball. So we don't even like unfortunately it's going to end up being put on him. But do we even know if Daniel Jones is the guy? Like I know we've had a lot of time. Like I don't know if he's like obviously like quarterbacks overcome what they have, right? But like I don't think Daniel Jones is a problem. I think once again the Giants just have holes that they're not filling and they expect their quarterback to fix them. That's what bad franchises do. I'm not saying the Giants are like, overall bad franchise. I'm just saying like that's a bad franchise decision if you're expecting, you know, your guy like they did draft Evan Neal and he was I heard the quote of literally being like a revolving door and he was against the Cowboys. So and then some weeks he's looked good. So but anyway, see I got the Giants winning. I do have the Giants winning because I think they're gonna do enough and I don't trust the Bears.
Yeah, that's the other thing too.
I'll say this. Justin Fields doesn't impress me. I still stand by that. I'm glad that we picked Mac over Fields. I just don't see it with Justin Fields.
There was always my reaction on draft night that I was heartbroken that when the Bears traded up to 11 and then like grabbed Fields, I was like, fuck, because I wanted him on New England. But then now I'm having like no, – and I always go back to this because it's my favorite anniversary. It's like April 23rd or 25th. Of when the Bills drafted Josh Allen, and they'll always tweet it out. And you go in the mentions, and the amount of people that were so fucking angry with that pick now is hilarious, considering how much they kiss his ass up there or down there from where I live, but up there for where you live. But yeah, with this game, and I know too, like, look, we're not blaming Jones for any of this, but then there's sometimes too where you're right. You got to look at it where the quarterback's always going to take the brunt of the blame no matter what. And
he's not perfect. He made some bad decisions in that game too, but I think collectively there's a lot more of a problem than just him.
They're digging themselves out of a hole from the past regime that sunk them to where now the new regime's got to wait and take its time and evaluate and figure out where exactly they want to go with this football team. So this year's a feel it out process for the Giants. I don't think Giants fans should be expecting them to make the playoffs at all, but going 2-1, but here's the thing now though, say if they finish 6-11 or 7-10, it's going to be viewed as a failed season. So that's the only thing considering they started 0-2, even though they did get a considered an upset win, and then they beat Carolina. So that's that.
Yeah. And it's going to be a lower draft. I mean, unfortunately for the Giants, I mean, you're going to get a lower draft pick. But it's good to win games. You want to win. Like I always say this, I'm not big on like, let's just get a higher draft pick. Like all those fans that are like that, you don't actually want that. You just say that because you have to. Like, I think I've seen it from Matt. Like Matt, yeah, he, you know, wants a good draft pick, but like, I think he also, you know, if you see this, you see them winning games, you see them like, competing in games, like it's better to have that than have like the higher draft pick, in my opinion.
Yeah, like you always want your team to be competitive. That's
Miami did that. Like that was one of the things. Like Miami was well, they obviously got draft picks different ways, but they were doing that. They were like they were grinding out games. I think Big Red said that last week. Like they were grinding out games, and even if they lost, they looked good in them. So
yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes there's also like moral victories, which are good, but at the same time suck just because it's like, oh, we did this, but we could have done this better. Moving on to Seattle and Detroit, this game is just weird because if like 2 years ago you had told me these two teams would be playing and Detroit would be the favorite, I don't know if I'd believe you or not. One of my big hot takes from last offseason that came true was Seattle was going to miss the playoffs in 2021. I just felt like it was like the end of the road for them kind of thing. But now I think – so did you watch the week one game, them in Denver?
Yes, I watched that game, yes.
I feel like through that one game, everyone's going to look at that game and go, oh, yeah, they're good. But then they basically will pick them, and then there's a sharp reality of, oh, hey, yeah, they're not really that good of a football team. They just had, like, that one mirage week. I'm not saying they're going to go 1-16, but this is a team where I'm like, they're headed in the rebuild direction. They're just – It's basically, it's like one team's going down, one team's like coming up. Like Detroit's coming out of their rebuild. Detroit, hell, 2-0, like they could have been, they're this close to being a 3-0 football team if you think about it. And they're a quarterback. They're that team this year that they're like the 2019 Bucks. They have all the pieces surrounding. It's just the quarterback. If they can get a solid quarterback, because like you know too from college, this year's draft is solid for quarterbacks and solid for talent overall. So they're going to get someone good in the draft. Actually, two solid good guys, because I think they sold the Rams first round pick this coming year. But let's worry about the draft in 6 months, folks.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, with this game, I'm going to say this. Give me the Lions and give me the points. I think this is a game where both defenses just get kind of torched. And this is Big 12 football. This is going to be Big 12 football.
Yeah, for sure. One thing I'll say to your point, like I think a lot of people got trapped like in that week one with Seattle. A lot of people were picking them to beat Atlanta. I picked Atlanta. Like I was like, no, I think Atlanta one was due for a win there. But I think like people were getting trapped in that game. Like Atlanta's, regardless of their issues, is more talented than Seattle, in my opinion. Would you agree with that?
Atlanta is more talented than Seattle, but I'm going to say this too. Atlanta is frisky. They're frisky. They're a team that they're not going to win a lot of games. They're going to be in a lot of games. We'll get to Atlanta in a little bit, but that's how I feel about them.
Yeah. So anyways, well, that's what my thought process was. And I'm like, Atlanta's going to – like, I really wasn't – that was a quick – like, I'm going through my picks, and I'm like, Atlanta, moving on. Like, I really, really confident in that one. But yeah, Seattle, like, they're kind of ones that they might grind out a game here and there, but like, I mean, Geno Smith is only going to get you so far, right?
Yeah.
Like, is Drew Lock hurt still? I can't remember.
You just don't play Drew Lock. You don't open that Pandora's box. You do not open that Pandora's box. We already know. Drew Lock's at court.
Into the season, I thought Drew Lock was really going to be the guy, but
no. If you know this podcast, you know that Drew Lock's not a good quarterback. Like 2 years ago, I know I'm going to use a Patriots reference. Patriots Broncos. The Broncos scored 6 field goals in that game. The Patriots had a chance to win because Drew Lock could not convert on third down. That's all I'm going to say about that, and that's like all I'm saying about this game is we're both going to Detroit and we're taking the points.
Yeah, I got lines as well. Yeah, I didn't say that, but I was talking more about Seattle, but.
I've seen takes already that Jacksonville is this year's Cincinnati, and I want to be like, okay, let's pump the brakes on that. I think Jacksonville's getting better.
I didn't mean that, but holy cow.
I've seen a couple of takes like that. I think this is a game where everyone's going to be picking Jacksonville because, you know, hey, they got the big win against a good football team last week. They're going to go in there. But then I think this is the kind of game that Philly's going to win. I think that's that game where everyone's kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, maybe Jacksonville's not as, like, legit as we think. I know that they have promise and they have a lot of talent, especially on the defensive side of the football. And Trevor Lawrence is starting to look like Clemson Trevor again. I'm going to quote Big Rat on that.
Amazing what he can do with a good coach. We said that a lot.
Put him with a good coach and he can do stuff. But with this game, though, I'm still going to go Philly because when you ask me who is the better overall football team, it's the Eagles. The Eagles. But also, too, I don't hear saying already that the Eagles are the Super Bowl team. I don't know if you've ever seen who my Super Bowl pick is, but I'll tell you later.
Your current Super Bowl pick?
My current pick that I picked in the preseason that I still anticipate on winning.
So you picked before the season, and then you're sticking to it.
Yeah, I'm sticking with my pick. But, yeah, with this game, though, like I said, I think this is a game where Philly goes 4-0. But then that's the thing, too, where I don't like where everyone's like, oh, but if Philly wins this week, they can, like, go 8 or 9-0. I'm like, guys, let's take it 1 week at a time. But when I look at this game, I just look at it, and I'm like, you know what? Philly.
Yeah, so, like, I don't think this really – like, to me, this doesn't really tell me anything about Jacksonville, unless the game is way closer. Then that might tell me a little bit. But, like, this isn't, like, a game that I'm thinking, like, I'm judging Jacksonville on. Like, Philly should win this game, right? Like, I just said Philly's the best team in the league right now. That's how I feel, and a lot of other people feel. So, I think, you got the best team in the league versus a team that's still trying – like, I think how they play – like, I mean – Philly beat Minnesota, like, what was it, 28 to something? Like, it was like.
Oh, they wiped the floor with them. Yeah. It was 24 to 7 or something like that.
You can't ride too much on that, right? Like, because it changes week to week and stuff. But I just don't. Like, if they won by that much, I wouldn't be like, well, the Jags are back to being the Jags. They're playing Philly. Like, look what Philly did to the Minnesota's offense. So I think if they fight, like, they fight hard and they stay in it, like, I think that tells a lot about where Jacksonville is and where the heart is. So, but yeah, I got Philly winning in a. 6.5? Yeah, I think they cover that.
I think Philly wins by more than a touchdown.
Yeah, they probably win by, like, at least – like, a good game for Jacksonville would be a 10-point win, I'll say that.
Yeah. There's a lot of
happen, but I think that would show a lot. Even though it is at home, but still.
I'm gonna rapid fire through a few games right here just because there's a lot in the 1 o'clock window and it's just I don't care about them that much. Okay. I'm gonna say Jets. Zach Wilson's back. I think the boo birds for Trubisky are slowly starting to emerge, and we're realizing that yeah, Mitch Trubisky is not what we thought he could be. I think it's just I'm gonna say this. Jets win. This is gonna be an ugly football game. This is gonna be ugly.
Yeah, I think Jets win. Plus the spark of having Wilson back. And then I would say also another. I'm gonna sound like a dead record or broken record. I don't think it's all Mitch either. Mitch isn't the answer. Like eventually Kenny is gonna have to come in. But, like, without T.J. Watt, that defense is – you just might as well throw him out the door.
And their offensive play calling by Matt Canada has also been horrible. Like, Steelers fans want him fired.
I've said for a long time that Tomlin needs to go. And I have Steelers fans that agree with me, so – but that's a whole other thing. I've said that on the podcast before.
I'm going to say Cleveland just because I know they're the more experienced football team. But this is a potential – I'm going to say this, though. This has potential for upset. This has an upset potential, especially if we don't get Myles Garrett, who I don't know if you saw, but was in a really bad car accident. I don't know if you know or not why he was in the car. Do you know why?
Why he was in the accident?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I did. Maybe.
He was going really fast, and an animal came out in the middle of the road. He swerved, and he rolled his car like 3 or 4 times. It was like
Wow. I did not hear that part.
Yeah, I think he got charged with some sort of driving. He's okay, which matters most. He's okay. Yeah. But
he's out, right? Is he out for the game?
I haven't heard, but if he doesn't go, that's going to be a big loss. I'm also going to say this right here. Give me that over at 48 points. Both teams can score. Atlanta has been able to score in all 3 games they've played. I think this is going to be that game where everyone's going to think is crappy, but ends up being, you know what, a little bit exciting.
This one's tough for me because, like, Atlanta does that. Like, so I was just giving props to Atlanta, right? And I picked Atlanta last week against Seattle. But this just seems like a game that they're going to, like, lose themselves.
Or they're in it, and then they do something that's going to cost them late in the game. It's like, you know what? They're they're down. Like, let's say – I'm going to say, so just for the gambling purposes, the over. It's 31-27. Marcus Mariota, third down. Chance – like against the Rams. Do you remember that? The Rams-Falcons game 2 weeks ago. Marcus Mariota has a chance to win the game for the Falcons. Throws an interception to Jalen Ramsey. Exact same thing could happen here. You know what? Third down takes a costly sack that gets him out of field goal range.
That one wasn't like his fault. Jalen Ramsey mossed the other guy, which actually got the award for that.
You know what I mean, though? It's like the quarterback's going to make a mistake. Something's going to happen.
Yeah. And I like Mariota, actually. But, yeah, I agree with everything you said. I think I'm going to go with Cleveland to win this game. And are they favored? I can't remember.
Cleveland is favored, but it's like 1.5. The spread line's really weird on that one. This right here, I'm going to say Colts just because they're the team that I buy into more. This is a game, too, where it could be – this game could be ugly. This could be ugly.
It's like, once again, both of these – this is the story of which version are we going to get? So, Indy, do we get week 1 through week 2 Indy, or do we get week 3 Indy? And in Tennessee, do we get 1 through 2 Tennessee, or do we get week 3 Tennessee?
I also want to say this. This is a game too of which quarterback screws up the least. I'm gonna try to be clean for you.
Yeah, clean. You're good. I say I cuss more than I should now. Anyways, Indy. I think Indy wins for sure. I think Indy is gonna ride that win. I didn't get to really see like exactly how they won that game. That's one of the ones I kind of didn't really follow along with. I just saw they won and was like, what the?
But, cost a lot of people survival strikes.
Yeah, that was. I'm sure. Cost a lot of people money too. I think Indy wins. I think Tennessee, like, we'll get to the Raiders in a minute, but I got Indy just to keep it short.
I got Dallas. I'm not saying anything else. Carson Wentz sucks. I got Dallas. I got Dallas in this spot.
Carson Wentz. I will say one thing about Carson Wentz. I heard an interesting stat. When the game's on the line, Carson Wentz loses it. He doesn't have the mental power about it. But when he has to win it, like, but if they're in it, like, back and forth, he's fine. But the second it's on him to win it, he just can't handle the pressure. Dallas looks good, man. Like, without Dak, can you believe it? Like,
Dak's 0-1, Cooper Rush is 2-0.
I know Dallas, once again, they beat Giants last week or whatever, but they did upset Cincy as well. I got Dallas in this game as well.
I think this is the game everyone's paying really close attention to. I have a take about this game. Well, there's two takes I have. One, Buffalo's going to win this game because they usually bounce back. Two, this game's not going to be as exciting as people think. I think everyone's going to be expecting, like, you know what, both quarterbacks are going to go out there. They're going to shoot out the place. Buffalo has a really good defense, especially against the run, and also to their pass defense. We'll see how their pass defense looks, but Baltimore too, their defense, they have a really good pass defense as well. So I think this is a game where, you know what? I think it's going to be an uglier football. I think not ugly, but this is going to be a game that everyone's going to be like, oh, yo, man, I expected all these points, man. What the fuck? What the hell, man? Like, this game sucked. I'm like, yeah, that's football. It's always those. It's like the old WWE logic, like the pre Vince retiring one. You know where it's always an event you're ecstatic for, and it's a letdown, WrestleMania 34. But then there's always those events where you're like, you're not excited at all, and it turns out to be a great show. It's like the same sort of logic. It's always those like games where in the NFL, you know what? Yeah, this is gonna be a great game. They're gonna go out there. They're gonna score points and points and points. Nothing happens. It's like last Sunday. Same thing with Miami and Buffalo too. So. With this game right here, give me the Bills and don't give me the points.
So I agree. I think the Bills bounce back as well. I am interested to see like who they have back that they didn't have last week. Is there anybody coming back? I think there is. I saw someone was coming back.
Oh, their injury report looks gross.
That could make it be the game that you thought it was. One thing I will say, I don't know if you like were trying to say like Baltimore's pass defense is actually terrible. Like you were saying, it was good. I don't know if you were meant the run defense, but they let Mac Jones threw all over him. Like, let's be real. Like, if he doesn't throw those interceptions, like Mac Jones, like legit has a chance to win that game. But like he was battling back and forth. Now our defense was giving it up just as well as Baltimore's. But I'm a little worried about Baltimore's defense. Like, can they cover Diggs? Like, I don't know, man. Like, maybe it's just because I like they had the same. Like, granted they. This is 2 weeks in a row that they've given – like, they didn't give up a lot of points to us, granted, but that's we're not also a team that's going to put up that a lot of points on them. But I'm just not impressed – like, I'm just not impressed with Baltimore's defense, pass defense right now. Granted, Miami, we'll give them a pass because, like, it's very hard to cover Hill and Waddle. So I'll give them a pass on that one, and it was a shootout anyway. But last week, I mean, I love Mac Jones, but he shouldn't be doing what he was doing to you. And had he not turned the ball over – they could have easily lost that game. But yeah,
I'm gonna rapid fire for this one too. Arizona.
Yeah, I think we need to talk about this.
it's a sucker's bet. It's literally like when you see Arizona as an away like underdog, you're like, okay, Vegas is a little too high on Carolina after getting the win against the Saints. Cardinals are I don't know what the Cardinals are. They're weird. But yeah, I'm saying that. Give Cardinals.
Carolina's favorite in this game?
Carolina's favorite.
Oh my God! What? I would jump all over this if I bet. Yeah, 100% bet on Arizona. Arizona can be Arizona sometimes, but yeah, no.
That's I have two words. I have two words for you. Or three.
Oh God!
Four. Backs against the wall. Raiders are going to win this game.
They're both – I mean, Denver can win a game all they want, but they don't look good.
But you know that, like how last week, Tennessee – like, Big Rat said this too, and it's true. Tennessee always does better when, like, no one's expecting them to win, back against the wall. Remember your take, but Tennessee was going to beat Baltimore in the divisional round 2 years ago – 3 years ago now, actually. Jesus Christ, I've been on the air for almost that long.
Good Lord, yeah, I didn't think it was that long. Damn.
Well, yeah, we're coming up on 3 years of the podcast.
Yeah,
but playing for the past. With that – it's the same sort of logic here. I think backs are against the wall. I want to bet on the Raiders to win, but like they pissed me off so much last week to where I'm like, I expected you guys to be good and you're not. Watch, I'm not going to bet on them. They're going to win the football game. That's all I'm going to say. This is a spot too where I think everyone's starting to think, oh, you know what, Broncos got 200 wins in a row. They're good. Raiders have a good pass.
11 points. Like, 11. Okay, their defense is good, but I think it's more of a plan of, like, dude, They gave San Fran every opportunity to win that game. San Fran was like, nah, you can have it. So that was one of those games. Like, you watched it. It was like, Denver, this has to be the come-out game for the Raiders. Miguel, yep. Get your team in fucking line. Sorry, I was going to drop one. Get your team in line, man. Like, the Raiders, like, they were my like sleeper pick to make it to the Super Bowl. Like I need y'all to get it together. Josh McDaniels, be better, but you're a better head coach because it's not all on Derek Carr. I hear a lot of hate on Derek Carr. The man is getting some shitty play calling. I've seen it. I've actually saw the kind of calls and plays that he's getting.
Yeah, the third down check, the third check and check downs on third down.
Miguel probably put him in a.
Oh, believe me, I've talked to Miguel about that already.
But I do think, here's the thing I will say about the Raiders. I do think this could be good for them. Like, three games, they can't lose this week. 0-4, I don't know if you overcome that.
If they lose this week, it's done.
If they're 0-3, if they start winning and get some momentum, they can get back to where they are, and this will only help them in the end. But they've got to turn that corner now. Like, they can't go 0-4. Man, I don't know. I don't think you come back from that.
I'm going to take the graphics away for a second. I'm going to give you – I want to close your eyes. Not close your eyes, but it's just a metaphor. I want you to – just let me talk for a couple seconds. It's 17-7. It's 3rd and 5 at the Green Bay 40-yard line. Brian Hoyer throws an interception, and then the Packers go down and score, and that's the game. I see this game. Two things going off my chest. One, I know Mac is not playing. I applaud him for trying to push through the pain, but be serious, dude. Look at the long picture. Don't look short term. And the other thing, too, is this game is going to be identical to the one against Kansas City 2 years ago. This is going to be a game where the defense is going to keep them in it, but ultimately, I love my Patriots, but I just can't pick Aaron Rodgers against Brian Hoyer. I just can't. And also, dude, this was a schedule loss. Like, going back to when the schedule came out, I always knew. I'm like, you know what? Green Bay is a better football team. Even if it was Aaron Rodgers and Mac Jones, which kind of sucks, we don't get to see. But
now I disagree with you on that. I get the logic you're going by. Like, it's not wrong at all. But I looked at that game and I'm like, of the four games, like, I had more confidence in winning that one than Miami or Baltimore. So not saying I was gimmying the Patriots a win,
but I get that though.
Let's just say they steal one of those, right? Then I think it's that one. Now it's a little different, obviously. If we steal this one, thanks, Green Bay. but I do think it's gonna be. I said this in the last week. I think it's gonna be closer than people think. Now you just kind of said that, and then in the end, Aaron Rodgers scores and makes it and ends it for us.
It's gonna be like last Sunday, but just less points. It's gonna be like, I don't know. It's gonna be at one point. It's gonna be like 14-10, and the Patriots, because the defense kept them in there, and then the Patriots managed to get some drives on Green Bay. But then I think Brian Hoyer does a mistake that the Packers turn into points. That's what I think is gonna happen. So I don't like doing it, thinking that this is gonna be a bad game for the Patriots. It's just what I see, and I don't want to come on here being like, hey, yeah, everything's all right. No, the Patriots do have their problems. I'm not freaking out about them. I know everyone's out here right now being like, oh, but Robert Kraft getting in the way. Is Bill Belichick getting in the way of the GM, getting in the way of Bill Belichick, the coach, where it's just like, as long as he's there, I'm going to have faith in them. And also, too, you literally cannot put any of what the picks are on. That's the thing. Like, when people do interceptions and they're like, oh, he lost because of coaching. It's like, no. It's just there's certain miscommunications still. This offense is still a work in progress. And they have a very easier part of their schedule coming up after this. I'm not saying Detroit's easy, but they have some very winnable games after this. Because if you look at it, it's Detroit, which I'll be in attendance for, folks, once again. Cleveland, Bears, Jets, Colts, bye week, and the Jets. That's a very, very good stretch to where Brian Hoyer could probably win some games. Especially that Bears game. That's Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I agree. And I think here's the thing. Devontae, every interception, unless I'm – quote me if I'm wrong, has gone
– Oh, three of them have been Parker's fault. Three of them have been Parker's fault.
Not all of them. I thought it was all – it's not all of them? Is there one I'm missing? I think there was a tipped one too, I think.
Was Miami.
That was Miami, right?
Yeah. Week two was just really good defense by Minkah Fitzpatrick. Week three was Marlon Humphrey. Parker underran the route. One was just, I think, him chucking – the one at the end of the game on Sunday where he did get hurt was just him, I think, chucking the ball up to get it out, and it was just a bad throw. That was on Mac. But the fourth one from last Sunday, the fourth one that he's thrown so far, I can't remember what it was.
I thought that was to Parker, but like I said, I was following along, so I couldn't, I couldn't actually see it.
I kind of mentally checked out of the game after Nelson Aguilar fumble, after Kyle Hamilton had the strip fumble of Nelson Aguilar, which is – anyways, that's the second fumble.
Regardless. A lot of it's in that connection, right? So I think that's a problem. Like, it's right on the edge of being a problem, right? But they're trying to figure each other out right now. So I'm okay with the first 3 weeks, right? And he's now hurt. But so I don't know how many games he's going to end up missing, Mac Jones, that is. So we'll see what happens down the stretch. But, like, you can kind of try things early on in the games. Like, it does look bad right now that they're not getting that, you know, that chemistry. But even Parker's owned up to – I think it's a mixture of both. They're just not there yet. I think Parker's not doing his part, in a sense, on some of them. And then Max, you know, expecting miracles sometime. And it's like, you don't have to do – like, if it's not there, it's not there.
Yeah.
So there's some progress with that. I think this team, I'm always optimistic. And granted, I haven't been able to watch games like I wanted, like I always do. So it's like I'm having to do the best I can with what I've got. But I'm optimistic. Like, I still think it's too early to tell. Like, I think the Mac injury and how long he lasts, that's a whole other factor. But I'm just saying, in the team itself, I think there's pieces there to win games. Like, we proved we were in the game against, like I just said earlier. We were in the game against Baltimore. We shot ourselves in the foot. The ultimate thing that we have to do, and I've heard you say this, and every other Patriots fan has said this, and even non-Patriots.
Mistake-free football.
Mistake-free football, and we're in games. Not saying we're going to win all those games, but we're in the game, and we're not shooting ourselves in the foot, right? So that's unpatriot-like football. So if that stops, I think we're fine. I think we have a chance. It's going to be hard in the AFC. The AFC, I said it before the season, and I'll say it still now, even though there's some teams that aren't. That are kind of mixed in, like where they're not, or whatever. But I think the spread 10. I saw that earlier. That could be a trap. I think we could cover the spread in some weird way. I wouldn't bet on it, but I do think it's a possible. Like, if you wanted to throw it out there as one, I think they could cover that. I think it's under the 40 though. I think it's under.
Yeah, this is like I said, this is going to be Big Ten football. This is going to be watching Wisconsin versus Iowa on a Saturday afternoon in November. This is what this game is going to be. It's going to be rough defensive football.
But I will say, like, I like this matchup. If Mac was playing, he was healthy. At Green Bay does
it wouldn't be a 10-point spread if Mac was playing. We'd probably be like 4 or 5.
I'm saying I like them to I think I would have picked them to win.
Only thing I'll say is that if Brian Hoyer does look like shit on Sunday, you got to go Zappy against the Lions if Mac can't go.
Brian Hoyer is the best. He's going to manage it the best, right? I was telling my coworker that's also a Pats fan. He's going to manage it the best, but wouldn't it be kind of cool? What if you have a shot in the dark, like seeing Zapp out there? Like, I understand you want to try your best chance to win, but it'd be nice to see. What if you have someone that's actually like, he's just a natural? You know, like, obviously he plays quarterback. He's played it before. And like led college football in some stat, I can't remember, but like was like in yards, I think maybe it was.
It was Western Kentucky, but he did have a lot of promise in college, which I know it's like, I think a lot of times it's to go to a smaller school. Josh Allen went to Wyoming, so I think the points of schools you got to cancel out schools when it looks at people. Because I've had my take about Alabama quarterbacks not developing, and then that changed with Mac. I think it's just all about the coaching situation. I mean, also you feel like a Jalen and Tua. We're now at the game that features my Super Bowl pick, and it's not Tampa Bay. My pick from the preseason was the Kansas City Chiefs.
To win it all was Kansas City. Okay.
Not bad. I have a reason for it. It's like, you know, all those years when no one thought, when everyone doubted the Patriots, like the Deflategate suspension, it was like, oh, they're not going to win, and then they win. I think it's the same sort of logic with KC. It's like they don't have any pressure on them to win. Like, I know they're still a good team and they're still in that conversation, but you know what? No one's ever talking about them. It's like always Baltimore. It's always Buffalo. It's always Philly. It's always all these other teams. And no one's talking about Kansas City. And now both teams are on a bounce back, but when it comes down to it, who has more talent right now? That's Kansas City. I can't believe I'm saying that. And also, for all the time people were bitching about, like, oh, Tom Brady has nothing in New England, this is pretty bare because, like, the drop-off after Mike Evans is significant with no Chris Godwin. And also, too, it's the no Gronk factor that gets me. But if I had to pick this game right here, I'm going Chiefs. I'm going to go Kansas City Chiefs. I think the Chiefs get back. The Chiefs get back on track this week, which will lead everyone to freak out about the Buccaneers. And then the Buccaneers next week. I want to look up who they play in Week 5.
Yeah, see who they play. But yeah, I agree. I don't disagree with your pick either. I think Kansas City is a good pick.
Ooh, they get Atlanta.
They get Atlanta, so that is your bounce back week right there.
Lose in a row, and then they'll murder the Falcons.
They'll murder the Falcons. I feel good about. He's never lost to Atlanta, too. By the way, I don't think. Right? I think that's one of the teams Tom Brady has never beat. Tom Brady. I could be wrong, but that might be a Patriots stat with Brady. But.
The Falcons? No, he's never lost. Brady's never lost to the Falcons.
Yeah, because I think he's only played us once, but it was us, them, and Bucks. I think as well too, even though he can't play the Bucks now, but. Yeah, I got Kansas City. Tampa Bay, I like last week, I like they don't like they just he has no chemistry with anybody that's healthy right now. Now Mike Evans will be back for this game because he's healthy. He just got suspended, so that should help. But I just don't know if it's enough, man. That offensive line's not playing very good either. I've got to see a little more of the Bucks than other. Like, I watched some of it in the Bucks Packers game, the break room, and I'm just like, Brady's just like. I mean, you can't. I'm gonna sound like a sympathizer there, but like Brady just like when you said this or this was what made me think this. Like when people are like, well, Brady's done it before with nothing. He didn't really have nothing though. He had chemistry with all those guys that were no in everybody else's eyes were nobodies, but they were talented for the Patriots. Like there was some talent there. Like granted, they're not gonna like you know go to the Hall of Fame or anything, but they were good quality players for him.
And they're not gonna wow you.
Who did he have last week that you were like? Yeah, that guy's talented. Gage, I don't know enough about, so I'll plead the fifth on him. But they had to literally sign Cole Beasley. We're not even going to talk about that, Brady, but whatever. But they had to go sign him, and even the chemistry was clearly off with them two because they haven't played. It's like he had no one. So until that team is healthy, I think Bucks are going to be a later down the road if they can get it together in time.
Everyone will forget about them and then write them off, and then Brady will go.
He'll pull an upset in the playoffs. I'm calling that right now.
They'll like, still win the division.
Yeah, well, yeah.
For as good as the Saints are, I just think that the Buccaneers are still a better team overall. So the Buccaneers will still win the division. It's just in that Super Bowl conversation, everyone's going to kind of maybe overlook them a bit, and then they'll be like, oh, my God, Tampa. And it's just like, yeah, people haven't learned. Yeah, don't doubt him. In the later months, do not doubt Tom.
And I'll say this about Kansas City on the opposite side of it. I owe them somewhat of an apology because I do think I was kind of in the camp that they were going to start off. They start off slow all the time. So it's like I thought they were going to do that again, especially I thought there was going to be some like missing Tyreek Hill. I haven't really seen that, so I'll apologize to them for about that. Now, last week they dropped an L to the Colts, but in the preseason, if you had heard that, you would have been as shocked. It's just because the Colts struggled in 2 weeks that it looks more of a shock. But I think Kansas City's another one that's going to just fly under the radar. But it's good for them. I do think that's great for Kansas City. You don't really know that you're going to be
I also think the Chiefs too are. It's just I know Hill's a vital part of that offense, but it's like look, Mahomes is still Mahomes at the end of the day. It's not like Tyreek Hill made him or anything. Patrick Mahomes is a self-made man. So that's all. I wanted to say with that.
Holmes is very talented, too. He's very talented. I think he can make it happen.
San Fran, L.A. I know San Fran looked kind of weak last week and gave the game away. But San Fran, in regular season games, since Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay started coaching there, Sean McVay has beaten the 49ers this many times.
Is this in San Fran or is this in L.A.?
It's in San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
It's in San Francisco. And so for that... I'm going to go with the Niners to get the win. I'm going to still pick the Niners to get the win. I think that, like I said, I think the Rams have had a couple of games. I think they can find ways to exploit Matt Stafford. But the Rams do have some pieces on their team. Like Ben Skoranek's look great. Allen Robinson's been a massive disappointment so far. And Cooper Kupp's been Cooper Kupp.
One of my leagues. Stafford and Robinson. Come on now. Anyway, sorry, continue. That makes it so crazy.
The only thing I have to say really about this is just, yeah, San Francisco. I literally have like nothing else to say. Like it's a Monday night football game. I'm gonna watch. Like, I love it when people come to me and they're like, do you really need to watch football all day on Sundays? I'm like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
I'm off. I don't work. I work Monday to Friday. So Sundays.
Work on Sundays and then when football's on, and then come tell me that you don't want to watch football all day because it drives us like all of my coworkers. Like, we're like doing nothing but talking about our fantasy team. Nothing.
I had to work an event 2 weeks ago on a Sunday, and I literally had so DAZN is up here in Canada, and I had DAZN going on my phone with the game, and I had my AirPod in, and my boss literally looked over and she like knew what I was doing. And I was just like, yeah, I'm watching the football game right now. The Pats and the Steelers.
It's one day out of the week. You can give me I'm productive to like a certain point, but I'm like, you gotta let me, you know.
Greatest non-Super Bowl victory Monday in a long time. And if you follow me on Instagram, you know exactly why that is.
But I got the Rams, by the way, in this game. I just don't trust Jimmy right now. I agree with your points. Like, you make great points, and obviously they haven't beaten them yet. Until I see a good Jimmy game, I'm gonna go with the Rams.
Yeah. You know what? And I'm going to go with the Niners, but that's the fun of it. Sometimes you have to agree to disagree.
But I can see it going that way though. So I'm not very, I'm not like 100% on the Rams, but I'm going to go with the Rams.
Yeah.
The most anyways.
But anyway, Phil, this was a blast getting to do this once again. Yeah. We'll have to get the regulars. We have our regulars in, folks. But you know the rotation that guy. I have a full roster of guys from the YWC that I go to on a regular basis, and I can go, okay, you. You're going to do good.
We got
to
get the AFC East boys back in here. That's got to happen. Maybe that, next season or something. Like, we got to have enough games in to find out. But
special announcement next Wednesday.
I can't point, but
next Wednesday, week 5, the Jets play the Dolphins. I should be on here previewing the Pats with someone else. But to get you ready for Jets and Dolphins, you know who's coming back. We're going to have Big Rat and Danny to talk all of week 5. We're going to talk Jets and Dolphins. I'm putting that game like after the Monday Nighter. And I'm going to like literally mute myself and let those two duke it out. Because I know you're going to have the Jets. You're going to have the Dolphins. You're going to have those two who love to shit talk one another. It's going to be fantastic. And also, like I said on Twitter yesterday, Patriots POV McGarvin, he's coming back on Tuesday. We're going to talk about the first month of the Pats season so far. Maybe he's going to give me a little couple of things to do inside Boston. But then the week of week 6, there probably will only be one podcast just because it is a very busy time for me. I have some stuff going on. Plus that Wednesday, your boy is finally getting to go see AEW Dynamite Live on October 12th. I'm going October 12th in Toronto.
October 12th, okay.
Yeah, so it's 13 days away. Don't have as good seats as I had for the Raw in Toronto a couple months ago, but I have seats. It's a smaller venue, so it's still good, so I'll be there.
Is that the Tuesday night show?
Pardon me?
Is that the Tuesday night show?
Wednesday night,
okay.
Yeah, I'm not doing – when Rampage – So they're doing Dynamite on Wednesday. They're doing Rampage on Thursday, but I'm not going to Rampage. I just don't really have a care to go. I wanted to get a ticket for the big show, Dynamite.
I know they're doing it. They keep advertising on a Tuesday night Dynamite. I can't remember when it is, but anyways, that's all.
So we'll have 2 podcasts next week. We had the 2 podcasts this week. We're gonna get the 200 soon. I gotta think of something to do for episode 200 because guess what, folks? Yeah. It's coming up. I have everyone saying. We're at 185. This is 185. Yes.
It's going to be the end of the season kind of stuff.
Yeah. Close to the end of the season. Yeah. I had a goal at a point during the offseason to get to 200 by the start of the regular season, but I failed, which is because when the offseason rolls around and there's not a lot going on, you take content. Plus, I took a very deserved 6-week break from podcasting, which was really good to reset the batteries. But anyway, folks, I think that's going to do it here. It was a blast going to talk to Phil once again here on episode 185, dead record. But anyway, guys, enjoy week 4. If you're probably by the time you're listening to this, the Chiefs game won't have been played, but the Dolphins and Bengals game will have been played. I'd like to record after games, but guess what? I need my sleep. But anyway, guys, as long as the Bengals hit and Mostert catches 4 receiving yards, that's all I ask for. But we will see you guys later. I'm going to end on this. Go Pats. Even though Pats. I don't faith on Sunday, I'm still going to throw it out there. Go Pats.
The Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, saythedamscore.com.